Hi, I'm Kimberly, and I will be reading the Surrey Coalition of Disabled People Strategic Plan, November 2025 to November 2028. The next chapter in our story. Since 1997, we have been determined to support and enhance the lives of disabled residents in Surrey. Both the world and the coalition have changed greatly over the last 30 years, but our passion for our work has not. In 2023, we became a charity and are excited to create opportunities to support even more people than ever before. Already, we are making a huge difference with the disabled community in Surrey. We run programs to help disabled people get more active, work with the local council and NHS to co-produce services in both adult social care and mental health. We campaign for disability rights. We offer energy and food support when people need it the most. And we deliver a digital inclusion service to prevent people becoming isolated. In the future, we want to adapt and grow our services and support to reach even more of the disabled community in Surrey. To do this, we need to increase our reach and stabilise our funding streams. Our aims. Our mission at the Coalition is to enable and empower disabled people and those living with a long-term health condition to be an active and central part of the community. We proactively work with health, social care, and our community partners to co-produce services, strategies, and policy. We campaign for choice and control to achieve our legal rights and entitlements. We identify and respond to gaps in support to meet the needs of disabled people. We spotlight, celebrate, and champion equality, diversity, and inclusion. Over the course of a month in late 2025, we talked to our coalition members, staff, and professionals we work with about the specific priorities the coalition should concentrate on over the next 3 years to achieve our mission. We asked what they felt we have been delivering well, what people would like to see more of, and what they hope would be different for disabled people in Surrey by the end of 2028. It's important to us that disabled people are involved in our decision-making and in how we deliver support. Through focus groups, discussions, and online surveys, we received comments about over 200 topics. We brought these together by theme and the frequency topics were mentioned and have created a strategy which reflects what was important to all our stakeholders. From this, yearly business plans will be developed with more details to direct how we go about achieving these goals over the next 3 years. The stats. The findings of the 2021 census, just under a quarter of Surrey residents, 21.3%, were classified as having a disability under the Equality Act or had a long-term physical or mental health condition, but day-to-day activities were not limited. 1 in 20 residents were classified as disabled under the Equality Act, where their day-to-day activities were limited a lot and represented 61,835 individuals. Just over 104,000 2,266 residents were classified as disabled under the Equality Act, 8.7%, whereby their day-to-day activities were limited a little. The census also collected information from people who were not categorized as disabled under the Equality Act, but had a long-term physical or mental health condition and whose day-to-day activities were not limited, and such individuals represented 7.4% of Surrey residents. 89,595. Our goals. Our vision is a world where difference is valued and diversity is celebrated. A world where everyone has the same rights, freedoms, choices, and opportunities. Our strategy will take us closer to achieving this vision by focusing on our goals, which are to live in a world where everyone has the same rights, freedoms, choices, and opportunities. Passionately campaign and promote the rights of disabled people to have equality of opportunity and to live independently in a world where difference is valued and diversity is celebrated. Use innovative ways to address gaps in support to meet the needs of disabled people. Enable and empower people to be an active part of the community. Strengths and weaknesses. Our stakeholders felt our strengths were in the following areas: campaigning and championing disability rights, delivering social and well-being activities, building a community, raising awareness, leading co-production, being well connected and open to collaborate, helping people to live healthier, more active lifestyles, tackling social and tech isolation, involving people efficiently, having a knowledgeable, friendly, and responsive staff team. Weaknesses identified by stakeholders. Staff capacity to effectively deliver all the things we want to. Ability to regularly influence national decisions. Resilience to mounting system financial strain and external changes such as local government reorganisation. Risk management plan. Challenges and how we will address these. Financial landscape and reduction in governmental funding to VCSE sector over recent years. Diversification of funding streams. Governmental and local governmental policy changes causing increased demand for services. Work with the local government to streamline processes and highlight any gaps that occur due to the new structure. High level of transformation in the health and care sector. Government cost saving schemes. Diversify funding streams. Build relationships with stakeholders within the new structures. Data capture and reporting to fulfill funding requirements. Improvements to database structures and recording practices. Management burnout and changes. Organisational structure to allow sustainability within senior staff team and succession planning for all roles. Low unrestricted funding percentage. Increase the management fee from 15% to 20% on funding bids. Build and expand our fundraising capacity. Staff continuity whilst working on short-term, limited-hour projects. aim to source longer-term contracts for our projects, secure a higher level of unrestricted funds to provide greater security. Key strategic objectives. The feedback we received from stakeholders highlighted clear priority areas. In our new strategy, we commit to raise our voice, reach more disabled people in Surrey, expand our membership, and cultivate more brand recognition. Support our community, increase levels of involvement of our members in both the activities of the coalition and the changes happening across Surrey. Be there for people, now and in the future. Secure future funding through multi-year project contracts or grants for at least 50% of our activity by 2028. To achieve these goals and objectives, we will need to make changes across the organisation. How we work. We are in the initial stages of building a thriving charity. For that, we need to build capacity and skills within our team. To make our vision of the coalition work, we will need to adapt how we work, to be more efficient, develop our own skill sets, and be more available to those we work with. To do this, we intend to enhance our database systems to ensure accurate and standardized record keeping. This will support our staff to deliver continuously improving services and understand where we need to invest our time to grow. This will also improve on our reporting to funders. Development of the Board of Trustees. Through conducting a new skills audit of current members and recruiting into skill gaps, we want to strengthen the skills and leadership of our board. Expansion of staff team capacity, especially in the involvement and communications teams, to allow us to get out and deliver more in the community. By building more effective management structures, we hope to allow more capacity in our leadership team to lead the strategic direction we have set out here. We want to develop our staff to become Access Audit qualified and to deliver a diverse portfolio of awareness training courses. Introducing personal development processes and succession plans for all roles will ensure our staff continue to grow and learn whilst members of the coalition team. Lastly, we had many requests for increased opportunities for out-of-hours engagement with members via groups and activities held in the evenings and weekends, and are looking forward to the opportunity to get to know more disabled people who are not available to get involved during the working week. Finance and income generation. All charities need funding, and as a new charity, we are keen to explore funding avenues which have not been available to us previously. We are realistic about the financial landscape and outlook for the next few years, and expect it to be more difficult to receive continued funding at the level we have now from our current statutory sources over the next 3 years. Therefore, we have created a plan to diversify our funding streams as much as possible. Through introducing these changes, we hope to ensure longer-term financial stability for the coalition through diversification. Firstly, by 2028, we would like to secure multi-year funding grants to support our core activities and aim to expand activities through strategically led grant bidding. Creating a 3-year fundraising strategy and case for support documents, which identifies relevant trusts and foundations to apply to for support over this period. Development of income-generating services such as training courses and access reviews. Begin Big Give Match funded fundraising in 2026. Creation of a Friends of the Coalition donor circle and corporate sponsorship program. Hosting a diverse range of fundraising events. Improving our data collection to support reporting to and seeking funding. Awareness and education. We need to continue to raise awareness of our work and reach more disabled people in Surrey. Currently, we are only reaching approximately 10% of the disabled community in Surrey, so there's plenty more work to be done. Strengthen the Coalition's brand visibility and recognition. We want the people of Surrey to recognize who we are and what we offer. We intend to continue to be a leading voice in campaigning and challenging discrimination. To do this, we would like to lead a Surrey Disability Charities Alliance, where we can collectively campaign for change, so the voice of the many working together is stronger than us working individually. We want to continue to lead by campaigning for what is important to local disabled people, like accessible transport, mental health parity, and inclusive employment. We will be expanding our disability awareness training offer and creating an offer around mental health awareness. We will explore the option of appointing a patron to help amplify the Coalition's voice. Every other year, we hope to publish a State of Disability in Surrey report with recommendations for the year ahead. Involvement in our activities. Involvement of disabled people is key to everything we do at the Coalition. We will continue to develop how we work with people. Increased message reach and membership through new engagement channels like online forums and informal in-person meetups. We would like to reach people we are not currently. Ensuring disabled voices are central in local transformation, like local government reform and changes in the NHS, and strengthen our working in partnership with our statutory bodies and with other local VCSE organisations. Continuing our commitment to social inclusion, including through access to technology, continued expansion of our wellbeing activities, and peer support. We hope to offer something for everyone. A focus on living healthy lives throughout our work, especially through Get More Active and tech-enabled independence. Review our tech offer in line with the NHS 10-year plan, as well as piloting emerging technologies projects. And that is the end of the strategy. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.